So Ryan, accompanied by his cat in a Christmas onesie, a.k.a. the Oregon Goldilocks, broke into a house just recently.
Police say he was wearing a onesie he found in that house. Oh, and he had a cat, too.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Right.
Fun fact.
So, wait, he's wearing the onesie, not the cat.
That is correct.
Okay, so, I got confused. I thought the cat was wearing a Christmas onesie, and he brought the cat along to break into the house?
The cat is wearing clothes. We'll get to that here in a minute.
Great.
If you remember the classic tale of Goldilocks, broke into the bear's house.
That's a breaking and entering fairy tale, yes.
Made herself at home.
Uh-huh.
Timothy Smith and his fiancée were getting ready to move into their new home.
Yeah, so Timothy Smith and his fiancée, a.k.a. Big Bear and Mama Bear.
Yesterday, they left their new place, and when they came back...
Okay.
What'd they find?
Here comes Goldilocks. Okay. Here comes Goldilocks.
We saw a bunch of stuff on our car, like a bottle of cider, a bunch of like ceremonial knives.
Cider and knives?
MacBook Pro. And we're like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That is weird. I don't think that's our stuff
car. Who's been rummaging in our stuff?
Who's been drinking our porridge?
Not only that, but inside, someone had been in the kitchen.
here comes the porridge party.
Oh, snack time.
All right, here it is. It's the Oregon Goldilocks.
Okay.
Wearing the Christmas onesie with his cat, made his way to the kitchen.
Christmas in July.
The cupcakes were in the fridge. He ate two and then just the bottom of one.
Yeah, because,
it's too much frosting.
Too much frosting.
Yeah.
And they could hear something rustling in the crawl space.
Okay, so
remember the
classic tale where Goldilocks then goes to sleep in one of their beds?
Right.
You know, well, instead of the bed, it's the crawl space.
So Timothy went in.
Okay, so Timothy, a.k.a. Papa Bear.
That's when he says he saw a cat wearing a shirt.
So the cat that... Ryan, wearing the Christmas onesie, a.k.a. the Oregon Goldilocks, brought with him, was wearing a shirt.
It was a disguise.
No one is going to put a shirt on a cat.
Yeah.
Russian police got there quickly, making contact with the man in the crawl space, and they got him to come out peacefully.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Hey, Goldilocks, come on out. We want to have a chat.
I know.
He's like, hey, let's hang out.
Hey, Ryan.
Sure enough, he walks out. He's wearing my fiance's onesie.
Okay.
Oh, wow, it's her onesie.
Yeah.
Right.
Covered in dirt.
Okay,
because crawl space is dirty.
If you'll remember the classic tale, Goldilocks goes and tries on different things, so he did the same.
As for the cat that was in the crawl space.
Oh yeah, let's get an update on the cat.
All right.
You know what? The cat has a name.
Its name is Spaghetti.
Spaghetti the cat is wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
Timothy says they got the cat out of there and the suspect's grandmother came by to pick up Spaghetti.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So Ryan
wearing the onesie, that's not his cat.
That's his grandma's.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Ryan is the Oregon Goldilocks wearing the Christmas onesie with the cat Spaghetti.
Wearing a shirt.
Wearing a shirt.
I love how random this is.
So bizarre.
So that has been the tale of Goldilocks.
That's a lot.
In Oregon.
It's a lot.
On 99.7 DJX.